We have a reading from John chapter 14. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. O Lord, have mercy upon us. We'll continue with the Christian questions and their answers from the Catechism. What motivated Christ to die and to make full payment for your sins?
His great love for his Father.
Finally, why do you wish to go to the sacrament? Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, we've been reading from the Small Catechism, those Christian questions and their answers, which are supposed to be a fitting self-examination for receiving communion. The first cycle that we went through was about simple faith in Jesus Christ. The second explored that faith a little deeper. Just who was this Jesus Christ? Largely pointing at the creed, and again asking, do you have faith in this Jesus? And the third cycle, last week, turned more to a secondary type question, even if they are the questions of our age, why should I believe this? What convinces me? And the answer was simply the word, or more specifically, the word of the cross. The reading we have today from John captures that mystic, cryptic Jesus. He says things like, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Jesus has come to reveal the Father. And primarily, what he means by that is revealing the love of the Father for his entire creation. The greatest revelation of that love comes on that cross. And the results of that cross, the body and blood, the love of God, are given to us in the sacrament. Such language is either foolishness or you know. You have ears to hear. The word of God is its own power, and it does not return to him empty. Those first three cycles answer the who, what, when, where, and how of faith. Being a doctrinal church, we spend a lot of time on those type of questions. And they're appropriate ones, because those are the bedrock answers that determine the course of how we then live. Or as Bonhoeffer might say, they are the constitution of our life together. But the two questions we read tonight, I think, move toward the heart of any self-examination. They really ask, why? What are the motivations? And the simple answer is that motivation is always love. Any other reason doesn't really make sense. The only reasons anyone ever changed their mind and walked in a new direction is love. Now, you might object that along with my all-time favorite detectives, they're always saying, no, 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 I like money motives or other things like that. And for detective fiction, I like money motives. But even money motives are still about love. Misdirected love. But love. Human beings are first creatures of desire. And the heart of tonight's questions are, what do we desire? And Luther gives us the proper example first. What motivated Christ to die and make full payment for your sins? Why the cross? And his primary answer is his great love for the Father. Now, at some point, we are talking about things that are within the Godhead, which honestly are just beyond us. But it was the love for the Father that led Jesus to leave heaven and journey with us below. His Father's creation was broken, and the Son was the only one who could fix it. The Father loved the Son, and the Father loved his broken creation. But that broken creation could no longer stand in the presence of a holy God. But if that creation was bound to his Son, if it shared the love of the Father for the Son, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. The Father and humanity reconciled in the love of Christ. Could the Son have left that creation broken? I suppose so. But it might have broken the heart of the Father. And so it was an impossibility of love. Now, I neglected or downplayed the second part of the example. The great love of the Father also extends into love for me and other sinners. And we shouldn't brush that off lightly. But the love of the Father's creation is because of the love of the Father. Borrowing a phrase, if we had been children of a lesser God, I'm not sure the motivation would have been there. But being children of the Father, it unites all of us in that divine love. And that example of Christ is then put to us. Why do we wish to go to the sacrament? What is our motivation for approaching the table? And there are lots of misdirected motivations. Maybe it's because we are here and everyone else is. Not as strong in us anymore, but maybe it's because of those money reasons. We've created good contacts through church. Maybe it's secondary family reasons. Mom or dad would really like this. But none of those are in the end valid reasons. Jesus did not come here because everyone was here. He came because he loved the Father. He didn't come because it would bring him wealth or friends. He came because he loved the Father. Jesus didn't come because Mary asked him to, even if she might have prodded him at Cana. He came because he loved his Father. And it's love that the answers tell us is the only valid motivation. That I might believe this great love of Christ. And that I myself might learn from him the love the Father has for me and that I should have for my neighbor. What is our motivation? That the great love of Christ would fill our hearts so that we might desire communion with God and live in his righteousness. Next week, after visiting the mountaintop of the love of God for us this week, we head back to a plane. A couple of practical questions before the pageant of Holy Week. Amen.